What's going on, y'all? This your boy Ed.
This is Joe.
Coming to you from the backyard.
That Bulls. Yeah.
As always.
Hell yeah, boy.
What's going on?
That slapper.
Day after Thanksgiving.
Hitter. Yep.
Black Friday.
Happy Cyber Thanksgiving. Monday. Yes. And I also want to say to everyone, all 107, all 250, all 30 followers on Instagram, Facebook, all across everything. Thank you. People in Singapore, Ireland,
Uganda.
What else? Russia, some Germany. We just want to say thank you. You know?
Shout out.
Holler. Yeah. Holler at your boys, dude. Because without you, this doesn't work.
Yeah, we appreciate
There's
it.
There's nothing here without you.
You know?
And 107 views on our first video.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks so much, man.
Yeah.
Like everybody that went out there and took your time to watch your backyard boys do their things.
That's it, dude. That's it. Right. Appreciate it.
Solid.
Well, solid.
But yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday.
Hope you got your deals.
Yeah.
You know, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Get ready deals for on Cyber
wheels,
Monday.
Deals on wheels, whatever you had to do this Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We hope you hit it 10 toes down.
Yeah.
Dog.
That's it. 10 toes down. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right.
Hit the ground running.
Oh, man. What'd you do this week?
Thanksgiving, I was real thankful this week.
Really?
Being thankful, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yep. Had a good Thanksgiving, man.
Did you? Did you eat a lot?
Brother. Yeah.
Yeah, I did too.
I ate more ham than I normally do, though, this
really?
Year.
Really?
Yeah, it was good. The ham this year was... Oh, sorry, buddy, but no, the ham this year was off the chain, brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Who cooked it?
My grandmother.
Oh,
Donna Sue.
Shout out. Well, saw.
Yeah, thank you. It was fire. Dressing was just right, too.
Heck yeah.
What'd you do this week?
I went up and seen my mom. Got my car worked on.
Yeah, hit that North Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina. But yeah, right out there on the border. About like us. Yeah, about like us. But yeah, I went and seen her. You know, shout out, mom.
Right.
She, you know, doing all right.
Yeah.
And come home Wednesday.
Appreciate it, Ed's mom.
Yeah. Fixing my car.
Solid.
Yeah. I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nothing says South Carolina more to me than Darius Rucker. You know what?
I don't know. Darlington, bro.
The Speedway?
Yeah, that's South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm just talking about, like, when you hear it.
Yeah,
he's singing Wagon Wheel pops into my head. Like, I hear it South Carolina, I start singing it in my head. I just start playing the song. I don't know why, dude.
I don't know.
Shout out to Old Crow Medicine Show, too, but, you know, it does. When I hear South Carolina, North Carolina, you know,
right.
Cumberland Gap, if I just happen to hear it, that song, it just plays in my head.
Yeah, for sure.
Hootie.
Hootie. Hootie. That's just so funny.
Hell yeah, brother.
Oh, man. So what you got this week?
Well, I'm going to start off with the gift that's going to keep on giving, which is aliens. And the monolith they left us as a present, I guess, you know?
Yeah. There's a monolith
in Utah,
and some canyon.
Mountain.
Canyon
mountain.
Yeah, it's in the middle of two mountains. Like.
Yeah, something around like what James Franco was trapped in 127 hours. It's like
it's
right
weird.
There.
But it wasn't there in August of 2015, but was there in October of 2016, according to Google Earth.
Yeah, and hadn't been found for 4 years.
Yeah, and they just stumbled upon it. And it's like this pristine.
Yeah.
Like it's clean.
Slender.
So like, I don't even know what it's made of. I wonder what it is made of.
I wonder. Whatever Iron Man suits are made out of, or whatever, the shield.
Does it have rock?
Uridium
on it?
Or whatever.
Did the article say? I don't know.
No, it was just
written. But it's just a big
old plate of.
It was about 12 foot tall.
I'm going to say uranium. Ain't that what they made Captain America's shield out of?
I have no idea.
I don't either. Whatever. The shield. Bam.
Yeah.
That's what it's made out of, I'm going to imagine. Without the cut. It's shining,
dude.
Bro.
It was shining. It was, dude. That's what stood out to me. It's been there for 4 or 5 years.
And nobody's noticed it.
And it's shining in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
Like, you'd think it'd be dust. You covered up. You know, no.
It may be.
It's like shiny. You know what I mean?
You ever seen Moana? It's shiny like that crab shiny.
Yeah,
that's
like shiny.
real, dude. You know?
That's a good movie, bro.
But, you know, that's the best description I can give.
Yeah, dude, it was, man. That's what was strange to me about it. Like, it's like somebody been out there cleaning it. You know, yeah. Who puts that up
Elon
there?
Elon Musk. Yeah. Wink, brother. You know, it's his meeting spot.
It might be a damn marker for something. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Of some sort.
Yeah. I mean, it's where Elon Musk goes to get his next directions to further our society.
Yeah, to Mars. Yeah. Might be a landing spot for Marsians.
Yeah, SpaceX Martians. Or whatever. Well, yeah. I don't know, bro. But
it was wild, though, dude.
There's two options, brother. Two real options, right?
Right.
Either the aliens put it there or Post Malone, the rapper, paid to have that thing made and planted in Utah because he lives there.
Really?
Yeah, so that might be where Post Malone goes to, you know, meet the aliens for himself.
Oh, if Post put it there, he's partying on that subject, bro. That's a one-man stage, bro. I know it's been there, bro. Dude.
Get up out of here.
He's like, that's a one-man stage, bro.
Yeah, because it is pretty cool.
I mean, it's about 12 foot tall, yeah. Like, for real. So.
Oh, I'm sorry about that,
about
this one,
kids, man.
Yep.
It's part of it, dude. Alright.
How do you love it?
Oh, man.
But, as I was saying, hang on one second. Keep going, monolith.
Yeah, so this monolith just pops up. I mean, well, I guess it did just pop up, you know, according to Earth anyway, but. I mean, it was just wild because it was just so shiny and just there. It was just there, bro.
Bright and
like,
shiny.
It was, dude. It was just there. Like, and then nobody stumbles across it. Like, I'm sure, you know, to me, I feel like that if they're just now finding it.
Well, don't you think those people that were hiking the trail have hiked that trail since?
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was about to say. Like, how wouldn't they have seen?
Before now?
Yeah.
Or somebody should have said something about it when they saw it on Google Earth, maybe. Because obviously, if there's a group of people.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, on Google Earth, it was just like a little bitty black mark.
Right, but.
Like, I mean, you know, it's not something that it would just standing out. But, you know, it didn't just stand out. The picture I seen, anyway.
Four guys. I'm going to say there was four because I saw three, but I'm going to say there's one more.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's four. So four guys go out a couple days before Thanksgiving. They're not going to no uncharted territory.
They're going to hike. I'd hope not anyway. Jeez.
Like. Right before Thanksgiving, brother. Come on, man.
Unless you're with your family and that's what you do for Thanksgiving. But I wouldn't imagine. These folks didn't look like that's what they did for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and rule that out.
Yeah.
That's enough.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm just going to say that's enough. Yeah, I'm going to go
on. You're probably right.
And hey, if they happen to see this, I want somebody to comment and tell me that they are extremists. They are an extremist family. They skydive for Christmas. You know what I'm saying? They go whitewater rafting for Easter. An extremist family, and I would believe it then.
Heck yeah. That sounds fun.
Okay, it does, but that's all I believe that these people have done that for Thanksgiving. So I'm assuming this trail is hiked daily, if not weekly, by people.
By somebody, at least. By somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, period. Maybe not even these guys. Just somebody, period. I mean, this has got to be a trail that's known, at least.
By somebody.
You know what I'm saying? Other than these three or four people.
Gentlemen.
You know, yeah.
These four Caucasians.
That's what's just wild to me. Like, you know, it's just there, bro. Right. Like, it was just there.
So,
you know.
Well, right. So, okay, so maybe it's this. Maybe it hadn't. It's just been popping up from every 2 years or something. And they just happened to stumble upon it when it popped up this time. Because, you know, 2016, and we hadn't seen images, but nothing from 15 to 16. We don't know what happened from 17 to 18. Maybe we need to get that information. Then if it's popping up every 2 years, aliens.
Every year.
Yeah.
Because it would be 15 to 16.
Well, what if it wasn't? They didn't show 14, though. What if it was 13 and 14? We don't know the past or the future. You know what I'm saying? We don't know.
Yeah, just through the comparison of the two.
That 1 year span.
15 and 16.
You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying it doesn't show up every year, but why were they in 15 then? So that's why I just come to the conclusion of every 2 year, you know, maybe. Hey,
who knows, man? Yeah. Who knows? The dang strange, silver-like... pristine monolith in the middle of the Utah Canyon. Like, I don't know if I'm talking. There really ain't no telling.
I don't know, man. You know.
There really ain't. We don't
Playboy millionaire philanthropist Tony Stark put it there.
Yeah, you know? Dude.
That's the, that's a better guess than aliens if you don't believe in them.
I guess. Yeah. It was Iron Man.
Come on, bro. There's, I'm sorry. There, it would have took a crew of human beings to put that thing out there.
You think so? I don't feel like it's that heavy, though.
12 foot tall?
I don't know, bro.
What kind of metal are you going to find that's weightless? Unless it's hollow on the inside. It didn't look hollow.
Aluminum's not that heavy, and it shines like that, too.
It does, but it didn't look like aluminum.
It didn't. I mean, I'll give you that. It didn't look like aluminum, but it could be, though.
I guess. Yeah, I guess they could trick me.
I mean, it's possible.
It might not even be real. I don't live in Utah. I ain't seen it. But it, they said it.
We might need to go check it out. We might need to go check it out one day.
Yeah, because I mean,
now that
move
it's
it,
known,
they're not going to move it.
Yeah, oh, I was going to say now that it's known, it's not going nowhere.
Well, come on.
And they'll study
it. Well, now
that
guy was standing beside it. I feel like if it was aluminum, when he touched it, it would have wobbled.
You think so?
Come on, bro.
What if it's 12 foot tall on the surface though? What if it's like embedded into the ground,
well,
4 or 5 foot? That'd give it a sturdy enough to where it
wouldn't
wobble.
This is a hiking trail. Somebody would have been seen putting this 12-foot thing out there, bro. Somebody was driving down the road with it. Something. Somebody would have saw somebody with a 12-foot cylinder.
Like,
and if it's embedded into the ground, it may be 15, 20 foot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So somebody would have caught you. You would have pulled up at the gas station and been like, what's that? Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's my monolith that's going in the middle of the Utah desert. And don't ask no questions.
Get my damn gas and my peanuts.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
There's going to be an account.
You didn't see nothing.
Now, maybe when that news comes out later on, it's fresh. You know what I'm saying? Some guy in rural Utah's going to be like, man, I saw Jeffrey Dennis. Coming through the other night, and he had that
Mack truck
to
full of daggum, that damn pillar or whatever it was. I didn't see none of that.
He had his Toyota Tundra strapped down with a 20-foot beam. Told me not to worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
His dog sent him on a mission. I assumed it was aliens. Hey, it's Utah.
Yeah, dude, we don't know what happened. We don't know.
But... That's wrong, I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's just crazy, man.
It's unlikely. I believe it's unlikely. Can we agree there?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It's unlikely that just some guy, you know, unless it's an artist, but wouldn't somebody want to take credit for their art?
Not going to say if it was it's like, anonymous art.
I guess.
You know, that's a thing, ain't it?
I don't know.
It sounded good.
Anonymous
it sounded
art.
Good.
Yeah. If it's not
it
a thing, it
good.
Should be.
You dig them right.
It should be.
It sounded good.
Yeah. Anonymous art. I'm sure that is a thing.
Well, is that not what graffiti is? In a way.
Not really, because they always leave a tag.
Do they, though?
Yeah, like, they'll always leave a...
Illegal graffiti?
Yeah, but it's just a tag, like...
They don't leave a damn tag. Man, they don't leave a tag on daggum train cars, bro.
I guarantee you we could look up graffiti pictures right now, and in the bottom right, left, or the top right or left corners, there's some little black... There's some indication of who did that. Because that's real. That's street art. People want to be recognized for that.
They even on the train, bro.
Yeah, bro. There's a guy in Atlanta that's like, he's famous for it. And he's tagged the whole city in Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you can legally get permits for it. And of course, I mean, come on. How you going to spray paint a Biggie mural in the middle of New York City without somebody approving it? Somebody on that building was like, of course you can.
Yeah.
You go get the permits to work. I mean, that's just how the system works for that. You get permission to do
painting permits.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. So, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that some people don't illegally do it. But
oh, they do.
Yeah. But, you know,
you're
painting
on a train car, bro.
You're tagging.
That's illegal.
You're tagging it. And you're letting everybody know that El Chapo of San Juan Keene out here, dude, did that shit, fool.
El Chapo, son.
Yeah, catch me on Fools Gone Wild, son.
That shit's going across the country. What's up,
dude? Yeah, what's up, dude? They call me Little Chico from the block, son.
Heck yeah.
Put a little LCB on the side, cuz. What's up, dude?
LCB on the side.
What's up,
dude? Man, that's funny, dude. Right.
I mean, that's the truth, though.
Yeah.
You always see them, bro. When you see them go by, you know that things travel a long way.
Yeah.
You can tell. You can just tell.
Yeah. Because there'll be different styles.
All over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just street art, and it's beautiful, but...
Some of them are. Some of them are badass.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that take up about half of the train car, dude. Those are usually awesome.
Well, the whole... You ever seen them when they take up, like, two or three? The whole... Oh, bro.
Well, you know, you got to think, I'm looking at trains around here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, most of them around here, if you even see one that's half the...
But, yeah. You know, if there's any taggers in the viewers here recently or whatever, man, you just let us know.
Yeah, do you tag leave yourself? A comment. Yeah. Like, do you leave... I mean, I guess it would be... do you discriminate yourself? Like, I mean... incriminate yourself. Yeah, there you go. Boom. That's what I was
thinking. We fixed that, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you incriminate yourself?
I mean, yeah, or do you not? Do you let everybody know?
That you know. This is your work or not?
Chico B from the block hit that. I tagged that. Do you let us know?
Chico B.
Whatever, brother. Surrender. You know?
You need a raise for your name, son. Give yourself a raise, bro.
But, you know. You go around, you incriminate yourself, get kicked out of Aquaman. Yeah, I mean, next segment, big dog.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, speaking of incriminate yourself, Amber Heard.
That's her name, Heard, right? Yeah, Amber Heard.
Amber Heard.
Depp, right?
Well, no, it's just Amber Heard.
It's Depp. She married him as Depp. I don't even know what his real name is. I don't know how stars do that.
Johnny, like, get their aliases?
Yeah. Well, how do they get, I guess they...
It's Johnny Depp. His name's Johnny Depp,
bro. That's his real name?
That's his real name. Like, I'm pretty sure that's his real name. Almost positive. I mean, let us know in the comments if that's his real name.
Yeah, I guess.
Because I don't know. But I'm almost positive that's his real name.
That's about the coolest fucking name somebody could give you.
What?
Really? Could you imagine fifth grade? Johnny Depp. Here. And you know.
What's up, dude?
He just hits you with that Johnny Depp shit. You got a name like Johnny Depp, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're destined for great. If that's his real fucking name, bro. Come on, it's like Hank Aaron. You know what I'm saying? Those just names like that. Two first names. Babe Ruth. Even name a candy bar after that dude. I don't know how much of a legacy you got now, knowing you get slapped up by your wife, brother.
Yeah, Amber Heard, I'm sure most of y'all heard, if you listen to any of the world news.
Yeah.
Or any of the Hollywood gossip world news.
Yeah, unless you're the Unabomber in a shed in Utah putting hieroglyphs or whatever the hell it's called.
Monoliths.
Yeah, right. Out in the desert. You didn't hear about it. That's the only way it did.
But there's a petition going on to get her kicked off the leading main role in Aquaman 2.
How's it the leading main role? What about Jason Momoa?
Well, you know, the main chick role. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Well, my bad.
Is she going to be like an Aquawoman thing?
Not like an Aquawoman. I guess his lover, I guess his chick.
Was she in the first one?
I don't know. I don't even remember watching.
It was unforgettable.
You mean it was forgettable?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It was See, that's how bad it was. I'm getting them mixed up.
I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't nothing. It's Aquaman, dude. Yeah. Nobody likes Aquaman, bro. Yeah. I'm sorry, dude. Nobody likes Aquaman, dude. There's so many cooler superheroes than Aquaman.
Yeah, but you need
Aquaman. I mean, he's a badass. Do not get me wrong. Yeah. He is a badass. Because, I mean, dude, being able to breathe underwater, that's a pretty sick ability. Being able to communicate with any fish, that's a pretty awesome ability, too.
Well, because you might tell an orca whale, I need you at dropping some corn at 37 north.
Yeah, I'd be like, bro, this is enemy ships. Kill them. Why? You know what I'm saying? Orca whale.
Boom. Drops that people's elbow on you.
That's pretty awesome. You know what I mean? Like, that's pretty cool.
Okay, yeah. Now let's give him some respect.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I'm not saying, but there's so many other cool ones.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's DC, right?
Yeah. Since we're on her getting kicked off Aquaman, we're going to go ahead and have it. We got to give DC, the DC Comics, credit for trying that, because Marvel never even gave it a shot,
right?
Because they knew it was, you know, lackluster at best. But hey, he's Aquaman. We'll never forget
that suit. It's Aquaman.
We'll
never
forget the suit.
It's yellow and green, bro.
You know, it's Aquaman. So you know, and I didn't personally like Jason Momoa because you know my Aquaman has blonde hair.
Yeah, ours
short
does.
Blonde hair.
Short blonde hair with a mask, with a green mask, and green pants, and
what
a yellow
was going on?
Gill suit.
Yeah,
right.
But their whole.
But you gotta think that's Justice League Aquaman too. This was,
he was the same Aquaman in the same movie.
You're right.
It was the same thing.
You're right.
Except his suit was bright gold and green, but he didn't have long luscious hair. He didn't, bro. He had blonde hair, dude. And gloves.
He had Superman.
Where were the gloves, bro?
Gloves. Dude, you can't, man. That's
for real?
That's exactly. That's why nobody liked. They made Aquaman cool. They tried to. They tried to make
him cool.
They tried to make Aquaman cool.
It's
with
cool
Jason
enough
Momoa.
That you tried, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. They tried to make it cool, bro.
So you gotta be. It's gotta be a spoof almost of itself.
I wouldn't go that far because I'm sure their Aquaman diehards are probably going to get ripped for this.
I'm cool with that. But, I'm cool. You're cool with that. If you're diehard, then you understand where I'm coming from. Because even in the Justice League, the Legion of Doom, and the cartoons and the animated series back in the day, he was goofy. He was a comedic character.
Yeah.
He was.
He wasn't no serious badass. No.
Boy, I'm Aquaman. And he was always like, oh, nobody wants to include me type stuff.
Yeah.
That was part of the joke.
Yeah. Because he was Aquaman.
And you know, to go and put...
Like, if it wasn't in water, you're no good, dude. Yeah.
And then to go and put the leader of the Dothraki in that. It's not the same, bro. It's not the same. So, if the diehards come out about it, whatever. Cool. I'm fine with that. I'm not saying it was a bad movie, but it, for me, because I am I'm a loyalist and I'm a diehardist when it comes to
it
that
didn't
stuff.
Stand out to me.
No. Well, none of them.
It didn't leave a lasting impression.
Yeah. But maybe they pick it up. Maybe they fix it now with the Robert Pattinson thing going on. Because I have high hopes for that. So
with the new Spider-Verse going on.
Yeah. But if back to the Amber Heard situation, would you sign the petition?
Anyway, that's what it is. It's a petition to get her kicked off the, I guess, the leading. Well, I didn't really read very much
of love interest. I guess
the love interest of the show of the love of Aquaman 2.
Yeah,
the new Aquaman they're coming out with. And it's up to 1.5 million signatures, bro.
Would you sign it? How do you fit?
Personally? Me, personally, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Okay, but let me put it this way. If it was the other way around. If Johnny Depp slapped her, I would be, you know,
It'd be bigger than what it is now.
Exactly. I'm not saying that it's right or wrong either way. I'm just saying it would be different. But do I think that, you know, we should cancel her? Because of none of our fucking business.
Well, he's getting the boot because of it.
Well, you know, that's because he works for Disney.
Yeah. I guess. He's lost a major role in the Fantastic Beasts.
He works for Disney, bro.
Like, his major role.
You can't work for Disney.
I'm just saying, man.
You can't go you can't work for Disney and go around being in domestic dispute. You can't do it. I'm telling you right now, if you have any hopes, go, son. Sorry about that, everybody. But if you have any hopes of being a Disney superstar, you cannot, and I mean you cannot, have any domestic dispute. Drug charges, none of that. You know?
Yeah, it don't look good on the Disney brand, for sure.
Yeah.
It don't. But hey, I mean, I don't know, like... I don't think I would sign it, but I don't think it's right either. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's her livelihood in a way.
Well, man, you know.
But that's his livelihood too. In a way, I don't know, bro. It's pretty fucked either way. It's pretty fucked.
Well, I mean, if you're Johnny Depp, you got to feel good. There's 1.5 million people on your
that
side
that support you. I mean, and I support
They're
you.
They're on
you
your side.
You know what I'm saying, Johnny Depp? Dude, I like Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Freaking Captain Jack Black Sparrow. Captain Sparrow, bro. They couldn't have cast a better person.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
They
couldn't have
cast a better.
He's born for that.
He was.
Just
bro.
Like Ever Season, he was born for everything he's ever played. Crybaby.
Yeah.
Stupid movie, but.
Hey, he rocked it, dude. 21 Jump Street, bro.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
21 Jump Street.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's been there. Yeah. He's Johnny Depp.
That's it, dude. Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. So, you know, I hope everything gets fixed for you, Johnny.
I hope
your next movie.
I don't know what your career looks like, because apparently she, you know, according to that article, she ruined your career, so.
Well, it's Johnny Depp, man. Come on, bro. He's got enough money, bro. There's no such thing as the dumps for Johnny Depp.
He's probably living it if there is. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's probably in it now. Like,
he doesn't care. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. But, you know, let's not kick her off the movie.
You don't think so?
Why?
I don't.
I'm sure she's been through the justice process. There was a court, so she's paying fines.
Yeah, I think she lost the case, honestly.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, I don't know.
Either way, if she did lose or she won, either way, there's still fees. She's paying for it. That's what the Justice Department's for. That's her job. She spent her whole life trying to be that. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's none of your business whether she slapped him or not, truly. None of my business.
Well, I mean, it depends on the day. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's none of our business, but it doesn't make it right.
No, it's not right. It's not right. But you know what I'm saying? There's cops out there that beat their wives. There's men that work production that beat their wives. There's women that work in gas stations that beat their husbands, and they don't lose their jobs.
I guess.
Just because Amber Heard is out here in the public eye doesn't mean that gives us or any of the culture the right to go out and decide her fate.
I guess. In a way, you're right.
That's what's wrong with the cancel culture and the culture in general, brother. People think it's all right to take what they want. No. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the way your hair looks, brother.
Well, muff you.
All right. Well, muff yourself because you're canceled now. Hashtag, you know. Fix the hairline. Boom. You know what I mean? It's over.
I don't know, bro. Like,
that's just the way I feel about it.
I mean, it is what it is, I guess. Like,
and that's just my personal opinion. If you need a disclaimer, there it is.
I mean, you know, if it was around here, I probably wouldn't sign it.
That's what I'm saying. You can't ask me to fire Betsy Sue from Burger King because she slapped her husband because he had a few too many rums.
Yeah, he might have deserved it. We don't know what Johnny did.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
People are just backing Johnny because he's Johnny Depp, dude.
Yeah, he's Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, bro. Get you rum life.
Yeah. You know. Come on.
I don't know.
He's the captain of the Black Pearl.
Yeah.
But, you know, truly, that's where cancel culture is taking it too far.
I guess.
It's not right. No way around. He shouldn't hit her. She, whatever. Yeah. But
nobody should have got hit.
But it's not right for somebody to lose their job over a mistake that they're paying for. Best believe there's a judge somewhere making somebody pay for that.
Yeah. If it gets to that, you should separate.
Yeah.
No reason to be beating on folks.
And I'm sure the people over there at Fantastic Beasts, J.K. Rowling and all of them, had to pay out some money to Johnny Depp to get him to go away quietly.
Yeah, because he just accepted it.
Yeah.
What I mean? Cool. Like,
whatever. I'll go do the Rum Diary too. Or, you know, or whatever. I'm Johnny Depp. I'll do Edward Scissorhands too. Reboots are the thing now.
Yeah. That's true.
Amber Heard, I don't know who she is.
I don't either. I never heard of her.
So, if she disappears from Aquaman, I won't know. Right? But, you know, that's two different sides of the spectrum there. Is that right or not right? Used for everybody, so.
All right. Thanks for listening to that ad, everybody on Anchor.
Much appreciated.
You know, YouTube, if you're on YouTube, you're
sitting through that.
the first awkward part we've ever had.
Tried to keep it going there, but.
We don't know how to do it. Like, you know.
But do you think that's enough? 1.5 million people?
Yeah, I mean. It says 3 million.
Yeah.
If it gets to 3 million, she might lose her job, dude. What? You know what I'm saying? And it's possible. 3 million really ain't very much. You know,
it's 3 million where they're supposed to get to?
That's what the article. I seen 3 million in the article.
Okay, so 3 million is the goal.
I seen it in the article. I don't know what happens at 3 million, but I seen it in the article.
Yeah, 3 million.
Something happens at 3 million.
If 3 million is the goal, she's done. Right, check it. Mark it. She's done. It's over.
You think so?
Yeah, because those are electronically signed petitions. They're on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Take this quick survey.
Tell us what you think. What you need to do.
Yeah.
Would you sign it?
Yeah.
Would you sign it?
Let us know in the comments. Because I mean, I don't know. I don't care.
I don't really care myself. I probably wouldn't sign it, though. Tell you the truth, I probably wouldn't sign it.
Yeah, because, you know.
Personally, I don't care.
I don't know what happened, and I don't care.
I don't care, dude.
Amber Heard, you'll find another movie.
Johnny Depp. You're good, bro.
You don't need another movie. You have the great, like, literally, he could go out and do something with everybody's done movies with and do a box set, the Johnny Depp collection.
Yeah.
It would fly off the shelves, bro.
Yeah, probably.
Get this big old box set of Johnny Depp's movies.
Yeah.
Have them all plastered on the front. That's a seller.
Yeah, bro.
That's a seller. You sell it for $400 or $500. People buy it.
I wouldn't sell it that much because I'd want one.
Huh? Let's just be honest. They're only going to make 150 of them, and 50 of them are going to be signed.
You think so?
Yeah, bro.
If they did it?
Yeah. You know, you get it. You know what I'm saying? You have to thank all the people that's in line, waiting. If you've ever tried to buy sneakers, you'd understand what I was talking about. Like buying sneakers on a release or whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Because when that thing released, there's 3,000 people trying to buy 150 items.
Right.
And you just have to be lucky. You just have to be hitting pay.
Yeah,
pay,
and then go through.
And just hope.
It goes through.
And just hope.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you'd be lucky. But yeah, blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, so it's possible, bro.
What's our next one? Let's go ahead and get into our next topic.
Goes back to last week's episode a little bit. The man with the plan, Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings, that's right.
Greatest Jeopardy player of all time.
R.I.P. Alex Trebek.
Yeah, again.
Yeah.
You know. Sorry, man. Yeah. Stay high, brother.
That was solid.
The new reigning supposed MVP of all time.
And supposed host.
Is the host.
Is going to be the host.
Confirmed, yeah, will be the host. I don't know now. So, Ken Jennings, all-time Jeopardy great, champion, supposed to be a new host. Apparently, it's kind of fucked up. Apparently, doesn't think if you're handicapped, you can be attractive. I'm going to read you his tweet. It states, and I quote, I forgot what it says. Come on, give it to me. Nothing worse than an attractive person in a wheelchair. Yeah. End quote.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked, bro.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Is it what, 2014?
My bad, Wheels. I'm sorry.
2014, wasn't it? Ain't that when the tweet was?
Yeah.
It's in 2014.
Yeah, so 6 years
ago. So it's an old tweet, but it's been discovered. As always, dude, yeah. As always, something's dug up.
Yeah.
No, that seems to be what always happens, though. Something's always dug up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, man. Like, especially if you're a quarterback in the draft process, I feel like this is more talking about things getting dredged up through Twitter. And,
yeah.
You know, cancel culture again. And basically what it is.
Yeah.
That's what they call it. I don't know nothing about it, but that's what they call it.
Yeah.
But, you know, NFL quarterbacks, you go through the draft process, they pull that up. There's been many Caucasian quarterbacks in the past few years been brought up for derogatory racist statements, man.
Really?
Pulled up from their old Twitter or their Facebook or whatever.
Wow, dude.
You know?
That's crazy.
Because that's a thing.
That's wild.
You know? That's a thing, bro.
That's wild, dude.
So you have to be conscious.
That is pretty fucked up to say, though. I mean, yeah. I'm just going to, my personal opinion, that.
Because
if she's attractive, dude, it shouldn't matter if she's
in a wheelchair. She's attractive.
If she's attractive, it should matter. You know,
and the flexibility.
It should matter.
Wow. You know what I'm saying?
It shouldn't matter if she's in a wheelchair anywhere.
No, I'm just saying, you know.
Period.
You'd figure, you know, if somebody, you fall in love with somebody's spirit anyway.
Yeah, but personality, that's what you fall in love with. Not their look.
Yeah, he's not going to be Jeopardy's host.
He's probably not.
It's over, bro.
He's probably not getting
it. It's over, bro.
He's not, dude. He's pretty muffed on that one, dude.
Yeah, dude. But what are you thinking, though?
Yeah, I mean, to say something like that, dude, that wheelchair shouldn't matter.
But when was he on Jeopardy?
I don't know.
Was this before his Jeopardy run?
I don't know. Probably not. Probably after. If I had to guess. It was probably after. You know what I mean?
That's even worse.
Because if it was I don't think they'd let him on the show. You know what I'm saying? Saying something like that.
Well, I don't think that would be something. Because then he's just some guy. You know what I'm saying? He was just some guy then. There wasn't no reason to go back to his Twitter. He probably didn't have no followers.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You know? He didn't have nobody. He just showed up at a competition and fucking went to it. Went at it.
Yeah, you know, 74 or 5 victories in a row.
Yeah, and then, you know, then the 100,000 or 50,000 followers come after that.
Right. I get it. I don't know, though, but I mean, he shouldn't have said it. He shouldn't have said it, period. He shouldn't have said it. If you know,
if anything, people with disabilities are the most beautiful because they have the courage to go out that way.
Yeah, really.
You have to have pure courage just to go out that way. So I commend you. You're beautiful, just the way you are.
Been on Mars in this moment.
That's it. That's it, brother. Always remember, dude. You are beautiful.
Yeah, it don't matter, what
they say.
Yeah,
yeah. Because words can't bring you down. Thank you, Christina Aguilera. Holla. You know what I'm saying?
Junior,
they can't bring you down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. That's pretty much the truth.
But hey, you know, I hope you made enough money on Jeopardy, brother, because you're done. You're done. I hope that 75 win streak made it for you, son.
Dude, it probably did, though, really.
I'm sure it did, but it's it. That's it. That's your life's you're probably done. You'll forever be the guy that greatest Jeopardy champion in the world, but also a paraplegic.
Hater.
Yeah.
Hater, man. Yeah. He's a hater, bro. Yeah. A straight hater. Oh, no.
And I hope you get beat up by a bunch of dudes in wheelchairs.
Yeah, you're going to be like Jimmy and Jimmy on South.
You about to deserve it, dog. Really. You know?
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know, dude. Well, like because I said, it shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't matter, but you shouldn't say that either way. That's the way you feel.
You ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
If your mother didn't teach you that, you grew up in the wrong house.
That's it, dude. That's straight from my mom and my dad's, too. Well,
yeah, you know, keep your mouth shut.
You got nothing nice to say.
You definitely don't go tweet. Now, that's bullying.
That's permanent, bro.
That's bullying. Cyberbullying. That's the worst of the worst, man.
Dang right it is, man.
Matt, what if that girl followed him in that bar that night and saw him tweet it from across the room?
Yeah.
Imagine how that made her feel, you piece of shit. I'll just say it.
Yeah.
That's a piece of shit move, bro.
Yeah, that's a douche move.
That's the douchiest douche Summer's Eve shit I've ever seen, son.
That's at Equate, dude.
That's that cheap shit, boy.
Such a nerd, brother. Oh, man, dude.
That's fucked up, dog.
Oh, man. Vinegar, son.
Oh, my Lord. So, yeah, I say if we sign a petition against anybody to lose their job, it's him. I'll sign that one.
I would sign that. Would you sign that? Yeah. I'm like, I would. Because I would. Yeah. I would sign that. Yeah. Ken Jennings, you muffed out, brother.
Because, you know, he was hurting somebody. You know,
my wife's cousins.
Yeah.
In a wheelchair. Right.
Yeah.
And he's one of the coolest dudes I know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, a disability. My father, he's not in a wheelchair, but he's disabled.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. One of the coolest people we know.
Yeah. So don't come out of disabled people.
Yeah.
Ken Jennings. Yeah, Ken Jennings.
Okay, how smart you are.
Yeah, I'm tweeting him after this. Best believe I am.
Get his ass.
I'm going to, bro. I'm going to tweet the shit out of Ken Jennings. I'm going to at the fuck out you, boy. Fucking holler, son.
Oh, well, since we're so damn pumped, let's get it. Let's go ahead and get into this altercation,
brother. That scuffle, boy.
That's it, dude. Like.
Or as our buddy Squirrel calls it, that kerfuffle.
That kerfuffle. Shout out, Squirrel. We know you're going to be watching, so.
Yeah.
Shout out.
To be a guest.
Glad you made it this far.
Yeah, brother.
Glad you made it this far.
Thanks for sitting around and waiting.
Yeah. This altercation. Best Thanksgiving dinner.
Best Thanksgiving.
Or dish. What am I saying? Portion.
Just a portion. Just one.
What best dish, I guess. Best Thanksgiving dish.
If I had to come in and I had to pick one thing.
One dish to go eat. Turkey, I'm excluding turkey and ham because those are given.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those are given.
What's with them?
I'm talking your secondary. Yeah. Stuff.
Okay, so outside, you know, your outside
potato
of your
casseroles.
Okay, so outside of your macaroni, mashed potatoes, rolls, ham, what's that other thing? That other main course in your Thanksgiving meal, right?
Yeah, we'll include what you said.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll include what you said.
So your ham and
rolls
turkey.
Don't count. I don't consider it.
But
nobody's
that's part of your
pick
meal.
A fucking roll.
That's part of your meal. That's what I'm saying. We're talking about our main dish of the meal.
Yeah.
Because turkey and ham is
I'm talking
to me,
your broccoli casseroles, your chicken casseroles, your sweet potato casseroles. You know what I'm saying?
Dressing.
That dressing.
Turkey
you know,
dressing,
that stuff. That kind of stuff.
Dressing, brother. There's nothing better. Okay, so in my situation this year, it was the best dressing I've had in 4 years. So the consistency is always off, bro. It's not that it's not good. I still eat it. But one year it's too soggy.
Next year it's too dry.
It's too dry. Next year it's about the right texture, but it don't have the crumble. The crumbles on the top. They didn't have time to go get them. You know what I'm saying? But dressing all day, every day, brother. I mean, I don't...
Is dressing really... to me, that's a given, too, though. That's like ham and turkey. You know what I mean, though? Like, because, I mean... I'm talking like your shit that you don't get until Thanksgiving.
You don't get dressed until
Thanksgiving. Well, I get dressing more often than Thanksgiving.
Well, lucky you, bro. Like,
So that to me is a given.
Well, not for me. I get it once a year. And it's gone too soon.
Daggum, bro. You can special request this shit, dude.
Yeah, man. You know,
Yeah.
You know, call my grandmother up. Let me get that.
Thanksgiving dress.
Yeah, I'm going to get that dress and slap her, Granny.
Why not, dude?
Get up in there and whip it up.
Why not?
Because she got a husband and shit she got to cook for.
I understand that, but you could pre-plan it.
Oh, yeah, I could. But, I mean, you know.
All right, so you're going with dressing?
I have to go with dressing.
I'm probably going with sweet potato casserole. Sweet potato casserole, bro. With that pecan crust, that brown sugar.
Yeah.
Mmm, bro. But that mashed sweet potato. Bro. Yeah.
An orange mashed potato.
I'm telling you, dude. They ain't nothing like.
It's a fucking
no,
dessert.
No, it's not,
bro.
Dude. No, it's not. Desserts like fucking pecan pie.
Oh, I asked the
pumpkin pie. Like, you know that's what I'm saying? Well, since we done did our dang.
Yeah, which was pretty quick there. I was pretty definitive on that one, though. I'm not coming.
I was
with that.
Too. I'm not eating sweet potato casserole, bro.
All day, brother.
Want to agree. Paula. What's y'all's favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Let us know in the comments.
For sure.
After you like and subscribe.
Sneak in up.
My 6 years hot, boy. Give a shit.
What's the dessert?
So it's a mixture. You have to, it's a Thanksgiving gangbang. You know, how you do your gangbang, I have a Thanksgiving for my desserts.
What is it, bro?
So you take apple pie, pecan pie, and you don't get the crust from the pumpkin pie. You just take, you know, you cut
the filling.
Yeah, you just cut your piece out. And you just, boom. Call that the apple pecan pumpkin.
Well, bro, we had this potluck at work.
Yeah.
Thursday before we got off.
What is that? That's the one like the marshmallows and all that stuff in it?
No.
A potluck, you said?
Yeah, potluck. At work.
What is
that? That's where everybody brings food and we all eat and stuff.
Oh, okay.
For Thanksgiving.
Why do you call it a potluck? Just,
they call it at work, bro. I don't know, dude. If you know why they call it potluck, let us know, because I have no idea.
I ain't never heard that.
That's what they call it, dude. A potluck.
Hey, man, these people got dinner at lunch, dude, or whatever.
That's what it is. It's a special lunch. We had special lunch at work. It was Thanksgiving.
That's pretty cool, I guess, that they got a name.
But, potluck.
Okay. Had a potluck at work.
Yeah, bro. Like, what's up? One of my buddy's wives made this pecan lasagna, bro. And,
pecan lasagna?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, my fuck. I need
some. Bro.
Because I was going to say, I guess I kind of cheated. If I had to pick one, I guess, it'd be pecan pie.
Bro, this stuff, bro.
You think you could request that shit?
I probably could.
Think so? You need to, because I want some of that. I'd rather have that than some dressing, really. Because that sounds good.
Bro, it was good. And it was a dessert, bro. It was so good.
Damn.
It was so good.
Oh, man. Yeah, I like the sound of that. But yeah, pecan pie, dude, that's the go-to.
No, he watches this, so shout out. All right, I'll be talking to you at work.
Yeah, brother. Let me get that pecan lasagna, son. It even comes off the tongue, right? Like they're meant to be together.
Bro, it was good. It was like banana pudding with like graham crackers, heavy cream, pecans. And they were like caramelized pecans.
Oh, that wasn't pecans. That's pecan lasagna, son. What you talking about?
Dude, it was good.
Pecan lasagna. That's pecan lasagna, son. That's a specialty, dude.
It was good.
You
bro.
Go to work, you it tell me what that pecan lasagna special ordered for the podcast, bro. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about, dude, man. That's what you name it. That's what you name it, dude.
It's good, man.
Get Betty White's pecan lasagna, son. You heard it here first, bro.
Oh, man. But it was, man. I ain't never had it before, bro.
That does sound really good, bro. It does. So pecan lasagna. Yeah,
caramelized pecans, bro, with like a heavy cream topping, bro. Cream cheese in it, bro. It was graham crackers.
Just lovely.
Like,
just lovely, huh?
It was amazing. It's the best dessert I've had in a while. You know, I like to cook desserts myself. Me, personally, I like to bake a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
I ain't no Betty Crocker by no means.
No.
But I follow the recipe.
Yeah.
You know? Get it done. I'll serve you some Betty Crocker,
but she told me how to do it. Yeah.
It was a step by step. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I had to make sure I cracked the right amount of heads. Yeah. I had a measuring cup with the numbers on it.
But, man, this stuff, dude,
that does sound good. I want some. You tell, you know, I'm sure you'll tell me which coworker it is off there, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, shit, man, I guess I got a few shout outs to make this week.
Yeah, shout out segment, end of the episode.
So, altercation, your dish, mine's dressing.
Sweet potato casserole, what's yours?
Pecan pie.
Pecan lasagna.
Pecan lasagna. I ain't never had it, but
that's what she called it. So that's what I'm calling it.
I'm calling it that pecan lasagna because I want some of that. I want some of that.
Oh, man.
But a few shout outs. I want to shout out the Old 77 podcast out there in St.
Shout
Louis,
out.
Missouri. We appreciate it, man. We also appreciate the shout out back. Hopefully, one day we can get something going, get on the podcast. Also, got the Pop Culture podcast, that PCP. Shout get out. It in your life, boy. And I also want to shout out my boy over at Combo Series out in Salt Lake City, Utah. Coming up, man, we'll be there. We'll be on their show in a few weeks. And also the biggest announcement: Brandon Styles next Saturday.
What's up, dude?
Alright, we'll be dropping the Sunday after Saturday. We'll be in Foley, Alabama, to interview the one, the only Brandon Styles.
That's it, dude. Woo, at the OWA.
Give us a clap.
At the OWA, right?
Yeah, at the OWA in Foley, Alabama, right outside of Gulf Shores. It is a community amusement center, is what they call themselves. They're opening back. They're open now. Ready to go Fridays through Sundays. Open at 4 to 9. You go down there, ride your roller coaster, get you some grub, and then see our boy Brandon Styles, 60 impressions in 60 minutes. Also a close-up magic show. And they're also opening another one that we're going to let Brandon tell him about himself next week. So, you know, stay tuned for that. And also, don't forget to like, subscribe. You know, go out, find your boys. Let us know how you feel. Give us some of your ideas for altercations.
Yeah, please do.
Shout out Jimsy Squirrel for that recommendation. My boy. Yeah,
that's it.
You know what I'm saying, dog?
That's it, you know. As always, thanks for liking and supporting us.
Yeah, man, we appreciate it.
And we'll catch y'all next week.
Holler at your boys.